KGNU, I am your sports talker. No. Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, back once again with more sports stories from across the Front Range on this fine Friday morning. And today, I have not one, but two very special baseball stories. The first one comes from the 2022 MLB All-Star Game that took place on the 21st, where Blake Grice from Parker, Colorado got to cross an emotional milestone off of his bucket list. You see, Grice is only 10 years old, and he runs a baseball-themed YouTube account where he cracks open baseball cards and interviews players. He managed to work his way onto the All-Star Game press conferences with credentials that named him a kid reporter. Now, Grice has a bucket list of players he's always wanted to interview. This list was created by his grandfather, who had passed away from brain cancer in 2014. Clayton Kershaw, a pitcher for the Dodgers, is on that list. So when he became available at the press conference, Grice could not pass up on the opportunity to get a question in. And he got a whole lot more than that, but he did have to work for it. He held his hand up for a while during that press conference without getting picked on. So Grice's solution to this was simply walk up to him. This wasn't exactly allowed by the rules, but Kershaw allowed it and even went on to call it courageous. Grice explained his bucket list situation and eventually got the one-on-one interaction with Kershaw that he was looking for. That interaction ended up being caught on tape and went viral online. Kershaw embraced Grice and his story in a wholesome moment that is definitely worth the Google search for. Another Colorado kid got to fulfill their bucket list too, as Boulder's own Andrew Morris was the 114th pick in the MLB draft by the Minnesota Twins. Morris played high school ball at Monarch High School, where he was the BoCo Preps Player of the Year, the Front Range League Player of the Year, and was on the All-Front Range League first team. From then on, he went to go pitch for Colorado Mesa University from 2019 to 2021. From there, he transferred to Texas Tech for the 2022 season, and then he fulfilled his childhood dream when he was selected in the fourth round of the MLB draft. One of his biggest rocks throughout his career was his mom, who not only was one of his biggest supporters, but one of his catchers growing up. Being drafted was a dream come true for the both of them, as they looked to work their way to get to the big leagues. Now, this has been all the time we have had today. Make sure you tune into next week at this same time. You've been listening to Sports Talk with Jimmy Searfoss. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss. I'll see you next week.